Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Previously on The Bert Show.
First of all, I live in a gated townhome community, so he obviously knows the code to get in here every day. And he comes in about 9:45 every day, and it's just Monday through Friday. And he pretty much gets out of his car. Sometimes he'll grab something out of the trunk or the back seat. When he's walking down there, he's also looking around to see if like anyone's looking at him. And then he goes in the townhome, he goes in for about 4 or 5 minutes, and comes back out, goes to his car, and then drives away. Every day. Same time. Like, on the dot.
All right, so we started speculating earlier this morning, like, look at this guy be up to. We got calls. He's a drug dealer.
He's he's growing pot in the basement empty townhouse. Yeah,
he's an aquarium specialist.
Aquarium specialist. This is the place he poops every day. Seriously, we got it all right. So we're now curious, just like Whitney, is what this dude's all about.
Right.
But she said he shows up at 9:45 every morning. So at least our intention will be by tomorrow morning, maybe send somebody out there or just try to figure out what this guy's intention is. And we just wanted to check in with Whitney just to make sure he's still consistent and he's there today. So Whitney's back on. Hey, Whitney.
Hello.
He didn't show today, did he?
No, he's here right now.
He is.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
okay.
He is. So he pulled up, same spot, parked the BMW.
It was about 9:43 this morning. I mean, he's pretty much on the dot every day.
Wow.
He's there right now. He got out of the car. And this is weird, like, I've noticed the past couple of days. You know, the weather's been nice outside. He's been putting a leather coat on, like he's had in the past. He's been doing all winter. But he put his jacket on when he got out of the car. He put his jacket on and then has his hands, like, in his pockets and is walking. He walked down there, went behind there. He's still there right now, so.
He has his hands in his pants pocket or in the jacket pocket?
In the jacket pocket.
I have no idea why that was important.
I don't know if it's the whole drug deal thing and maybe he's bringing it down there. I don't know. But he just always seems to have a jacket. And I just seem with the weather so nice, it just seems kind of odd.
And so, I think now we're looking for things, you know.
Know.
Oh, it's weird. He's got a leather jacket on.
He's walking back to his car right now and the jacket's off.
The jacket's off.
So he got there at 9:43. It's now 9:48. Like, and you told us this morning, 5 minutes. He's in. Did he go inside the house?
Back to his car.
Follow the car.
He went inside the house today. That townhouse.
I couldn't go down to see exactly, but I mean, I know he goes down there and
he doesn't have his leather jacket on going back to the house or car.
He just put in his car and now he's getting in and he's about to drive away. So,
how old a dude do you think he is?
He looks like he's in his 30s.
Okay.
Not too old, not too young, you know, but...
Was he wearing glasses?
This is really weird.
Was his hair parted on the right? It's weird. Now I'm curious, man.
Because it's just that he's in there for 5 minutes. What is he doing in there for 5 minutes? It's so much part of his morning routine.
What if we'd got an I'm Just Curious where somebody called up the radio station and said they were listening to the radio station tell a story about a guy, and they're curious. So it's just it's like holding a mirror up to a mirror.
Weird.
Never ends.
Okay. So we have to have, I mean, if we were going to do this, we could have somebody there like at 9:30 and be safe. Because he's there at 9:40-ish, and he's only there for 5 minutes every day, goes into a townhouse. This townhouse that he goes into, how many homes is it away from you? Five, ten?
I would say, five or six, maybe. I mean, it's like a long string of, townhomes.
So it's a different building than you're in? Or no?
No.
Okay, so in the same building.
Attached.
Okay.
And you said he...
I don't want to say exactly what I'm in.
Yeah, so. I understand. And you say he just looks shifty, like he's always looking around?
Uh-huh. I mean, he did the same thing. Like, when he comes back out, he looks around, too.
Oh,
and
really?
Just, to see if anyone's looking at him.
Like, what if we just had, one of the interns out in the back of the townhouse that he normally goes to?
Just out for a walk.
Just out for a walk.
A lot of people walk their dogs around here all the time in the back.
Does he seem to avoid people as they approach him or they're walking their dogs or whatever?
No one's usually out there, when he's... coming, because a lot of people walk their dogs early in the morning. Or
I'm not comfortable with sending an intern. Couldn't we send a police officer who's a friend of the show or something?
Why would you send a police officer?
What about a pit bull?
I don't want a pit bull.
What if the intern was walking a pit bull?
Yeah, I don't want to put a police officer in the way of harm.
But if he's doing anything illegal,
but a police officer could protect themselves.
Yeah, I agree with Jen. If they're doing something illegal, he's going to be a little... I'm curious, though.
Or maybe an undercover cop or something.
Or if it's somebody that we have, regardless, walking a dog or doing something, and see if he changes his, routine. What if he does not go in there?
Hey, Bobby, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. It's an empty townhouse, and he's a real estate agent opening the house to be seen.
In the back?
From the back, though? Yeah, every day from the back?
Most realtors I know, there's a little key lockbox at the front.
On the front door. And is there a for sale sign in the front yard?
Not that I know. I mean, I could go down and look later on, but...
Maybe he just has a key for a back entrance, and he comes in the back and opens the front and everything.
I don't know. Could be. I don't know.
I mean, I guess.
It is a recession. Maybe. How expensive are those lockboxes on the front?
Nobody's selling houses.
Right.
Maybe he has to break into his own house that he's selling.
Or maybe he just leaves it open so people can see it, and then he's just going by to make sure.
It's going to be something really basic like that. Like, we have this whole drug thing in our head, but it's going to be something
so simple. That's illogical.
But it's only 5 minutes. I don't know.
Just to come in and open it up. Hey, Katrina, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
I have two theories related to the drug thing. He could actually be... not necessarily getting the drugs for himself or giving something to the person living there. He could actually be like a middleman supply and actually be picking it up from that location and delivering it to someone else. Or he could be an undercover cop trying to investigate a drug raid that might happen at that place.
Well, then he's the worst undercover cop in history because we're talking about him on the radio. You know what it is? What if it's his drop spot? That's where the one dude comes in the middle of the night and leaves the stash, and then he comes by and picks it up and delivers it.
Or maybe it's somebody who's being held kidnapped in that basement.
Bringing him food!
They're bringing him food every morning!
I know what we need to do.
You've watched too much Dexter.
Here's what we have to do is we have to set up, and we can have an intern do this whenever, or super early in the morning, whatever, but set up a video camera really close to the house so we can then watch the tape and see what he does when he goes in there and comes back out. Now,
that's legal.
We always have these elaborate plans that we're always too lazy to execute.
Where are we going to get a surveillance camera and set it up?
We already have a surveillance camera, and all you have to do is put it on public property and point it at the house.
Not one that's working great.
It doesn't work?
No.
Well, we just use a cheap little camcorder.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure something out, Whitney.
The regular guys aren't here today. They got 30 cameras in their studio. Just take one of them.
So, Whitney, tomorrow morning around 9:30 or something, we'll give you a shout, and we'll figure out something over the next 24 hours. Maybe a camera. Maybe we'll send somebody down there, but we'll start to get some answers.
Okay.
Yeah, because now we want the answers just as much as you do.
Yeah, now it's about us.
Great.
Yeah.
Now we're really just important. Curious.
We want to save the person in the basement.
I'm glad I'm not the only curious one.
The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.